name of the Lord. I tell you what, I am so thankful for the goodness and the faithfulness of God. Amen? And I want you to know that the Lord is with us, and the Lord is with each and every one of you. Amen? And I tell you what, the Bible says that our Father in heaven neither sleeps nor slumbers. And I want you to know something, that the Bible says that God's eye goes to and fro all over the earth to see who he can show himself strong to and who he can find to stand in the gap and make up a hedge. Amen? And I want you to know that God is looking to bless and help your life, but God is also looking to you to be an agent for him to move through to help someone else's life. Amen? So tonight, I want you to be a partaker of both. I want you to know that as a new creature, God says that, yes, you get salvation, you get all the benefits and all the goodness, but along with salvation, you are called a someone who is called both an ambassador and a reconciler of others back to God. So I want you to be the person who can receive God's help, but I also want you to be the one who will make up the hedge and stand in the gap and make up the difference for someone else's life. Amen? Yeah. So tonight when we worship, say, Lord, I want to receive your goodness, but also I want to receive enough that I have some to deliver to someone else. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord our...
Not one thing, the same God that never fails, will not fail me now. He won't fail me now. No waiting, the same God who's never late is working all things out, working all things out. Sing God never fails, will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. Sing God is never late, is working all things out, is working all things out. Yes, I will get you high in the lowest valley. Your name, yes, I will sleep for joy when my heart is heavy and all my days. Oh, yes, I will, for all my days. Oh, yes, I will. I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all. Can't stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against, and I choose to praise, to glorify the name of all names. Nothing can stand against, yeah.
Let's
joy when my heart is heavy and all my days. Oh yes, I will. My days were all my days. Oh yes, I will. All my days. Yes, I will.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We choose you. We choose to praise you in everything, in every circumstance, in every situation, because we know that you are a good God. We know that no matter what, no matter when, no matter where, you are going to show up on our behalf, Father God, and we give you glory tonight. Hallelujah.
consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you.
Cry out to him today.
Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come, Lord. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you,
nobody but you, Lord.
We want you. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. We love you. Stop, can't live without you, Jesus. We love you, and we can't get enough. All this is for you, Jesus.
One more time, through it.
We love you. And we'll never stop, can't live without you, Jesus. We love you, and we can't get enough. All this is for you, Jesus.
I'm desperate for you. Thank you. Father, we just ask right now, Lord, that you see the hearts of your people. Father, we want more of you. We want you to come in such a way. The desire in our heart for you is bigger than any desire in our lives, Father God. Father, I just come against you. Anything in people's lives right now that would keep them from bowing totally, surrendering completely to you. The devil is a liar. If you think of where you are right this minute and where you've been in your past, none of you can deny the goodness and the mercies of God. Amen. And the love that he has for us. And he wants you to know that it's just begun. You don't even know the scratch of who he is. He's not done for you even just a scratch of what he wants to do for you. Father, I thank you that hearts are turned towards you. Father, that hearts are focused on you. Revival starts in us first. Father, if there be anybody in here struggling, if the enemy's speaking things into a mind, I bind those thoughts right now. Because none of us are worthy. On our own and of our own, none of us are worthy. We've all sinned and fall short. But with Jesus, he made us worthy. The blood of Jesus made us worthy. And Father, I thank you that you are touching and moving right now on the behalf of your people. You are worthy.
I wanna know.
Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to know you more. Amen. Praise God.
Your mercies, Lord God.
I surrender. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that when we end up this service, you can blame it on the worship team. Amen. Because they started it. I surrender. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke 6:46. What does that scripture say? How can you call me Lord and do not what I say? See, I want you to know something. The Bible doesn't say pick up just your joy, your peace, and your relaxation. He also says pick up your cross. And if you remember how he carried his cross, everything about it wasn't a rose garden, was it? I want you to know something. If you think you get to serve God just the way you want to and be involved in what you like, and if you think that you're called just to do those things that appease you and that are up your alley, you got another thing coming. Amen? I want you to know something. Some of your, I shouldn't have got started yet, but some of your service is just that. It's service. It's sacrifice. And it takes you giving up of yourself. I tell you what, sometimes I like it when you're frustrated. Sometimes I like it when you don't feel like being here. Sometimes I like it when you got a little attitude, because I can really believe you're a Christian. I can really believe you're saved. And I can really believe that you're going to do something for God. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you say no to everything that costs you getting uncomfortable and getting outside of yourself a little bit, I'm telling you, you don't ever even begin to touch your relationship with the Lord. Amen? Can I get a hallelujah up in this house? Praise. Hey, Logan, can I get a hallelujah up in this house? Amen. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Just so they know, you started this.
I'm telling you.
You started this because I have something to say too, but you started this.
Amen. Praise God.
Half of your prayers, you wonder, God, what's going on? Why? I feel like you're not hearing me. I feel like, you know, I've been praying. What are you doing? But what was the scripture you just read?
Amen. Praise God.
Say it again.
Why call me Lord and do not the things I say?
You can't have half the kingdom and not the whole kingdom.
Amen. Praise God.
You can't drink out of the same water, doesn't spill bitter and sweet water.
Amen. Absolutely.
You can't straddle the fence and think God's going to do everything for you and make every way clean and every way straight.
Come on.
It's not the way this works.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Salvation was free.
Amen.
And thank God for the price Jesus paid for us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now it says pick up your cross.
Amen.
Now it's time for us to stand up and walk in the freedom he gave us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Leaving, not looking back. It says, any of you that has your hand to the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And we got too many Christians looking at their past and not looking forward where they're going and where God's taking them. Amen.
Amen.
We need to quit looking back.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You want God to start answering your prayers. Amen. You want God to start moving in behalf of the things that you've been asking him for.
Amen.
Be obedient to his word.
Amen. Praise God.
Be obedient to what he's asked you to do.
Amen. You know, we all want revival. It's going to cost us something. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. This must be Reverend Mann's and Pastor Ben Hyde Dukas Fall. Praise God.
Because certainly nothing's ever his
fault. Amen. Amen. Honey's learned something over these years. Praise God. You got it, babe. I'm just kidding.
We'll let that go for now.
Praise God. But no, Pastor Ben is going to be with us on Sunday.
Amen.
And he's going to get to minister the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
And we are excited. Praise God.
Okay. And then we've got, if you want to sign up for street witnessing for our outreach team, Jason is back in that sound booth back there. Go see him so he can put your name on a list. And by Sunday, we will have a training date for you.
Amen.
Okay? Because we're going to do some training, and then we're going to hit the streets.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
It's time to start telling people about Jesus again.
Amen.
We've done it than we took last year because of what was going on. But you know what? They're ready. The harvest is ready. We need to get out there.
Amen. Praise God.
They are desperate to hear about Jesus, whether they know it or not. Amen.
Amen.
And then...
We got the pumps coming
out. If you have any questions about pump, the registration's passed, the deadline's passed. But if you talk to Philip and he talks to Tim, or I talk to Tim, maybe we can slide you in.
Yeah, we can help you still.
Pastor Tim, if you're a little Richard. Okay.
Okay.
The money is due Sunday if you've signed. Yeah. Amen. No, that's fine. But come if you can't get it to us by Sunday, just come talk to Philip. It'll be fine. We'll make arrangements. But come see Philip for any details you want. This is his area.
Amen.
I try to know as little as possible unless I'm involved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's how your brain survives when you get old.
Amen. You're not old, baby.
I know it. I'm telling you, there's a miracle of God that happened today. I got up this morning and could barely talk. I haven't been able to
Amen.
Talk barely for like the last 3-4 days.
Exactly.
And so the fact that I could sing, that's a miracle of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise and so what God. Else do we have going on? We have Christy and Miko coming in.
Yes. Now, remember, I want you on the 22nd of July, that's a Thursday night, and I've already been asking you that if there's any way you can clear your schedule, even if you normally work and aren't here, if there's something you were anticipating, if at all possible, July 22nd, Thursday night, I believe that that is just going to be a significant night. Now, listen, every time we get to come into service, it's significant. Every time we get a day to worship God, it's significant. But I do believe that this is a new relationship that God is developing for us. And I really believe miracles and things are going to happen. And I'm just seeing it as a springing forth.
Amen. Amen. And then what else do we have going on?
1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August.
Yes, seek and find.
Seek and find.
Fasting and prayer.
Yep,
6:30. Worship? We're going to do worship.
Yep, 6:30 on Sunday night, and then 7 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday of August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You
Amen.
Know, we came to Kenton, praise God, in 2011, and God has not stopped doing what he does. But, you know, it's going to be a year in this new facility on the 16th of August.
Yes.
And I just believe that between now and then, just some things are just going to happen and keep pouring us out into that next dimension of what God has. So I just want to encourage you as often as you can, let's be here, because I'm telling you, God is going to do what God does. Amen?
Amen. And an update on the kitchen. We just ordered stove and the refrigerator. The stove is actually sitting in the store waiting to be picked up.
Yeah.
We'll get it somehow. We'll get it. Phil can put it on his back and carry it. It'll be fine.
Amen.
What else you got those muscles for?
That's
and
right.
And then that's the refrigerator. The stove will be in later this month, mm-hmm. but both of them should be in before VBS, so that's
Amen.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And if you have stopped praying, start praying again and believing God for those cabinets to be put in before VBS. Amen?
Praise
and
God.
Our sink, because Amen. It would be great for the ladies and the men to have running water during VBS as well. We have running water in a different part, but it'd be nice to have it in there. So
Amen.
We're going to still believe for that to happen.
Praise God.
And I think that's all I've got.
Amen. So we are going to release the children to go to children's church. Praise God. And tonight, we're going to have a special man of faith and power. Reverend Randy Manns is going to come and take up our tithe and offering, and then he's going to pray over our tithe and offering.
I thought you said a special man of faith.
Hallelujah. Good evening, Only Believe. I was listening to the pastors there. I was ready to get born again, because I was thinking, God, my cross, has been Pastor Ben the last few days. And I'm ready to pass that cross on to your pastors here. So, I really do believe. I want you to catch what I have to say today. It's burning inside of me, what I'm getting ready to share with you. I do believe we're the end time generation. I believe we're the ones that will see Jesus in a rapture of the church. And I believe that God is going to do a transfer of wealth into the hands of the righteous. I believe that that's part of revival. But first of all, he has to change our thinking. He has to expand our thinking. And God has showed me something. Turn to Malachi, 3rd chapter. And God has expanded my thinking on tithing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Malachi, 3rd chapter. I'm just going to read, first of all, two verses out of Malachi 1:1. But we're going to go to Malachi 3. It says, "The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi, I have loved you, saith the Lord." See, now go back to chapter 3, verse 6. I'm going to give you the short version of what God showed me. But see, this is a love letter from God. God didn't have to have Malachi prophesy or say anything. But there was a reason that God had Malachi say what he had to say. So we have to change our thinking. We have to expand our thinking into who God is. See, God is love. I don't understand it. I can't comprehend it. But God is love. So we have to change. God is changing. See, before he can transfer this wealth, he has to expand our thinking. Amen? And since God has showed me this, it has expanded my thinking and my expectancy in receiving from God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. It says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." And I was reading that God started showing me. See, God said, I don't change. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you can find one person that I ever blessed by tithing, then I will bless you. I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I went and looked up Abraham. He was a tither. God blessed Abraham. He was very rich in gold and silver, cattle, beyond anything that we can imagine. So I said, okay, God, you changed not, so you'll bless me as a tither. So he started changing my thinking about the tithe. He says, therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. What is that? God's mercy. See, we'd have been, God, we'd done killed everybody we didn't like in a heartbeat. But that's not God. Remember, it's a love letter. It is a love letter from God. And he says this. See, he says, even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. But look at the heart of God. Try to envision God. He's the one giving Malachi these words. He says, listen, return unto me. What's God trying to do? God's trying to get Israel. He's trying to get us to return to him. And he said, if you return to me, I will return to you. See, God wants to be part of our lives. God wants to be part of every little part of our life. Saith the Lord of hosts, but you said, wherein shall we return? Or how shall we come back to you? He said, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. I started thinking about that. I said, God, can I really rob you? I said, I can't go to heaven and put a gun to your head. I mean, that's just how I think. And I started meditating on it. I mean, I cannot go to heaven and rob God. Everything is God's. I said, God, I really can't rob you. What are you trying to say to me here? And it was so plain. He said, when you do not tithe, you rob me of an opportunity to bless you. Woo! Man, I got to thinking about that. I said, yes, God, yes, I see that. And he says, listen, he says, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Now the thing about, I think it's Hebrews 11, 6. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that believeth must believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. One time I asked God, I said, God, why should I have to use faith or do something just to please you? I said, because here's what I asked him. I said, God, I can watch my grandkids play, and it pleases me. They don't have to do anything. I just watch them or run after them most of the time. But God told me this. He said, Randy, he said, listen. He said, the reason you can't please me without faith is because without faith, then you cannot receive the gifts I have for you. And when you can't receive the gifts I have for you, then I'm not pleased. I go, ah. That's the God I serve. See, we got to enlarge our thinking, expand ourselves about who God is. We should be looking at God. What is God? God is love. And I get so excited here. It's just flowing through me. I know God's doing something. See, God wants to transfer some things into our hands more than we can even ask or think, because he wants to expand our thinking. He wants to, we have to do this to see revival in the land to support it. Amen? Hallelujah. It says, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. There is a curse out there, but God does not want us to be part of it. In verse 10, he says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Now, he could have stopped right there, and that would have been enough to tithe right there. And we know tithing was before the law. We don't have to get in all of that. But even if it wasn't, the Bible says we have all the promises are yes and amen. This is a promise. It's an awesome promise. And I see God. I see God as he has Malachi say this. He said, bring the tithes in and there'll be meat in my house. And there's a little comma there. I never even noticed that before. A little comma. Hesitate a little bit. Hallelujah. I love this. And here's God. And he said, prove me. I can see God. He just kind of getting, He said, now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Little comma. Never seen that one. God's really getting into this now. He said, you know, he could have stopped there. That would have been enough. But you know what? God wasn't done yet. He said, look, because we serve the God of more than enough. And then God says, and I can see, okay? Pour means to flow rapidly, large numbers, a steady stream of blessing. That there shall not be enough room to receive it or contain it. See, he wants us to be conduits, to be givers and givers and givers. God could have stopped there. And that's plenty. That's more than enough. But I see God, and God's, whoa, wait a minute. And verse 11, he said, listen, I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He could have stopped there. Little comma again. Lord, I didn't see that before. So God hesitated a little bit. Then he looks, he says, I can do better than that. And he says, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the fields, saith the Lord of hosts. See, the devil ain't got no right to be messing with your harvest, whether it's your children, your grandchildren, your finances. As a tither, you have got a right, and that God said he would rebuke the devil for your sakes, and he could not mess with your harvest. I expand that as far as it'll go. Now, God could have stopped then. Now, here's the icing on the cake, as it were. He could have stopped. Actually, there's a period there, so he might have stopped for even a little longer. But then all of a sudden, verse 12, man, he just blows it out of the water. He says, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. I read that, and God said this. He said, listen, son, I want to show you off. Oh, God wants to show us off. Now, think about this. What father or parent has a child that they love and they're raising and they actually do something good, or they see it, they want to what? Hey, look at my son. He did this. He done this. Or my daughter. You want to show them off if you're really honest. I mean, that's what Facebook is, right? But we as parents love our children. We want, in a sense, to show them off, to say, hey, look at what my child did. God is no different. God, through the tithe, wants to come back into our lives and bless us, and he wants to show us off. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, God wants to show you off. This is a love letter. The tithe is a love letter for God to be able to connect in our lives. And I'm sorry. Okay. The tithe is a love letter from God to us, and he wants to show us off. Now listen, we're the final generation. We don't have time to play games. We have to expand our vision. And you know what? I go through the day and I say, God, I will never ever rob you of an opportunity to bless me. No, God, I will never do that. God, I thank you that you can show me off, and I'll give you all the credit, all the glory. Go ahead, God. Go. Do it. Show me off. See, that's the God we serve. God is love. Now, God's going to challenge some of you. If you believe something, then you have to place value on it. Amen. And I'll just leave it at that. Hallelujah. Do you have offering envelopes? Okay, everything passed out. Let's stand to our feet. I challenge you to go back and study and meditate in Malachi. Actually, read from Malachi 1 all the way to 3. God is wanting, seriously, God is wanting to expand our vision, to pour into us so we'll be able to give and 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 to give. And God wants to show us off. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for instilling faith, God, stirring us, God. Lord, we serve a God of love. Hallelujah. God, you are a God of love. God, you are a God of love. And God, you love nothing better than to just bless us. And God, as we give our offering, our tithes and offering to you, God, we give them to you, Lord. We honor you, God. And we thank you, God. I thank you, God, Lord, for opening the windows of heaven. God, pouring out blessings upon us, God, that we can't contain, God, but we give away, God. We sow it into the lives of others. God, we sow it into the kingdom of God. And Lord, we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen.
God, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes I just like to wait a few minutes. Hallelujah. Amen. I get on her nerves a little bit with that kind of stuff. But I want you to know, sometimes I just feel like I just want to wait just for a few minutes. And I really want us to reverence God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait till the end of the service there, Mr. Andy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I really want to just get back into where we started at with the idea of I surrender. Amen. And I really want to talk to you just for a few minutes about the fact that we have been talking over the last few weeks about the Word of God and how the Word of God is written. And we know that the Word is for what? For reproof. For rebuke, and for exhortation. And what that means is that the majority of the time as a pastor, when I'm going to be releasing this word, there better be a whole lot of instruction and correction within that word. And what I really want you to understand is that part of this and part of what really prepares you to live this life is that when you come in the house of God, your spirit should always be open to receive what God has to say. I want you to know something, that over the years I have found that people that get attitudes about the Word of God are people that are demonstrating their fall away from who God is. Listen, I want you to remain hungry. I want you to remain stirred up. And I want you to remain in pursuit. Remember, we studied last week that the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. And what that means is that there should be a zeal in us as Christians for the Word of God, because that is how we must really get to where God wants us to go in Him. Amen? Remember, I want to remind you that the Bible says that in His Word, your members are written. What that means is that if you live on this life and you never discover Jesus, first of all, you never, ever, ever can even come close to reaching the potential of who you were meant to be on this earth. Without salvation, no man can be complete. Because not one person was ever born without the will of God being within them. And what is the will of God? God says, I will that every man be saved. Amen? Amen? So that means that God never gave birth to a human being that He didn't intend to discover him so they can discover life. And not just life a little bit, but life more abundantly. Amen? So I really want to talk to you tonight about the fact that over these weeks when we're talking and when we're studying into this thing, I want you to know that there comes a point in time, as the Bible says and as we've learned, that we must put away childish things and childish ways. We must grow up and be who God wants us to be. Amen? Amen. There comes a time where everybody has to put away spiritual diapers. And you're going to have to grow up. And you're going to have to toughen up, and you're going to have to be people of God.